Hi, I'm Jesse the Body Ventura. I walk and talk where I want.
Not touching.
Notice the hypocrisy.
I am a bad guy.
I'm just Jesse the Body. I'm ahead of my time.
The documentary Jesse Ventura Shocks the World marks 25 years since the former governor's inauguration, and it has some interesting tidbits for this presidential election year of 2024.
You don't have President Donald Trump without Governor Jesse Ventura.
Be careful of who you help.
Executive producer Mary LaHammer says,
Trump and his people, and we name names and places, came to Minnesota to very specifically study the playbook of Ventura and try to implement the same plan. And what you hear former U.S. Senator Dean Barkley say there is be careful who you help, because now Ventura and Barkley have had a big split with President Trump and are not happy that they think they helped him.
And given that situation, folks might wonder why Ventura is not in the current field of candidates for president. LaHammer says it could be because
to this day, he is an unapologetic atheist. And he would say one of the reasons he might not be successful in higher office or running for president, which he's toyed with a lot and continues to do so in
right,
the film,
right.
Is he said, you know, I don't think an atheist could get elected. But it's the reason he cares about public policy, and one of the major interviews in this is his advocacy in history, creating a nonpartisan judiciary advisory panel and picking judges regardless of their political background or religious. And he is very concerned about the current state of the U.S. Supreme Court. And he says that because he feels like religion is being injected into politics, policy, and the judiciary.
Notice the hypocrisy.
I am a bad guy.
I'm just Jesse the Body. I'm ahead of my time.
Jesse Ventura Shocks the World, tonight on Twin Cities PBS. I'm Bill Werner for the Minnesota Minute.